So let's go over here to Terry, who's calling us from Mount Lake Terrace.
I know someone, actually a friend, who's a type 2 diabetic, and that's being worked on, but she was recently diagnosed with the proliferative diabetic retinopathy and the secondary macular edema, and she's already had one injection in each eye that she really doesn't want to repeat. So I thought I'd call and ask if you had any herbal suggestions, like maybe bilberry or gotu-kola or something else that might help support the vascular.
Proliferative macular degeneration usually means that there are blood vessels growing across the back of the eye rather than the overall deterioration of the back of the eye, which is the so-called dry macular degeneration. Even though it's all wet back there, it's called dry macular degeneration. But the proliferative is usually called wet macular degeneration. I didn't make this stuff up. It makes no sense, but that's the way it is. And proliferative just means proliferation of blood vessels across the back of the eye. Now, there happens to be a botanical called bindweed. You can look this one up, bindweed. You're never, ever going to hear about it from the patent medicine companies because it's a botanical. And yet, it's a very, very strong inhibitor of this process called angiogenesis, which means growing new blood vessels. Now, is it going to reverse the new blood vessels she's got? Probably not. But is it going to keep it from growing and growing and growing? That's the point, sir. So have either you or her look up bindweed. Now, that's not the only thing I'd do. I would consider asking her to consider checking with Dr. John Sherman, who is at our clinic, and he has worked with people with proliferative before, and he doesn't always get results, just like I don't always get results, but he usually gets results in this situation.
Yeah, what was that first one that you mentioned when you started spelling? I couldn't write fast enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. I probably talk too fast. I do that sometimes. It's B as in boy, and then I-N-D, just like bind, like you're tying something. And then the word weed, just like that weed growing out in the backyard. Bindweed.
No.
Now, it has a very long Latin name. But if you just put in bindweed into your search engine, you'll find the long Latin name in case you're interested. And the other thing you might want to put in there is angiogenesis. And that just means the process of forming new blood vessels that we don't want. A-N-G-I-O, genesis. Okay?
Yeah, and that's what the injections are supposed to inhibit. Is that right?
Yes, it is, sir, and I would much rather take a botanical that would do that than have somebody put a needle in my eyeball.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Okay.
Okay. So these other vascular support herbs probably are not relevant. It's the bindweed relevant one.
Bindweed is very, very strong. A strong inhibitor, let's put it that way. I'm not saying we shouldn't use any other inhibiting ones, but as far as I'm aware, it's the strongest one out there.
Okay. I'll look it up. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.